holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Oh, we have a message for the preachers and the ministers. Yes, sir.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid, wonderful day. And you are wonderful people. I pray that God does something good for you in your life today. I pray He does something good for the rest of the week. I pray He does something good for the rest of the year for you. Whatever you've been praying about, whatever you've been fasting for, I pray God do it in His will, not your will, not my will. Even though I want you to be blessed, I want God's will to be done first. You know, because it's not our will. It's up to Him. So, whatever you've been praying for, fasting for, and asking God for, hey, I pray that He give it to you. I pray that His will be done first, though. I pray if it's His will to give it, so be it. Lord God, bless them because they need your help just like I do. Lord, keep us and guide us. Show us what to do and show us how to be your people every single day and not just at church. Amen. Amen. Lord, yes, show us how to be your people at home and not just at church, because, you know, when we're at church, we're God's people. Oh, lift your hands and shout, yes, we are God's people. But the thing about it is this. Are you God's people at home as well as church? That's why at our church, we started a curriculum in June. I became pastor in May. And so in June, we started our curriculum with our Sunday school. And I love that curriculum. It ties home and church together. You don't just act one way at home and then act another way at church. It ties home and church together. So not only are you reading and studying for the Sunday's lesson, but there's a focus every single day, like focus 1 through 5, I think is what it is. It's like 5 days where you're reading and you're getting prepared for the lesson on Sunday. And I can see for the next 4 years what the church is going to be learning. I can see it. And so I can pull it up now and give it to you. So I thank God that He's allowed us to have that curriculum. Have that curriculum. Was a God's Word for Life at the Pentecostal Publishing House. Go and grab that. That'll help your church. That'll help you. Matter of fact, even if you don't have a church, you have a home. You get in there and work with your own family. That's a good place to start. You know, a lot of times we want to just build churches, but we need to build the home. We need to build the home and build the wife, build the husband so that God can use us in the way that He sees fit. Again, going over to the Pentecostal Publishing House is what it's called. PentecostalPublishingHouse.com and look up God's Word for Life curriculum for your Sunday school or for your lesson, for your home. It'll help you. It'll help you. It will help you, help you, help you. Now, today, oh, glory, we got a message for the preachers. Got a message for the preachers. And it's not a message to tear down the preachers. No, we don't do that. We don't tear down preachers. That's a waste of time. You don't tear down preachers. Now, y'all can have a debate and, you know, you guys can have fun, you know, going back and forth, right? You know, we believe that and we believe go grab the Bible and try to prove it to each other. That's fine. That's all. It's all entertaining. Really, it is. Because when it's all said and done, what if I don't believe what you're believing? You don't believe what I'm believing. Now what? You know, so it's OK. It's fun to have fun with it. But understand, that's all it is when you're debating. It's always just fun. We're just having fun talking about the scriptures. We're enjoying ourselves talking about the scriptures and what's there, what's not there. But ultimately, the only word of God is God. Only God's words, which are spirit, are the ruling of this whole thing. Because a lot of people, a lot of us, we want to read the Bible and make people do that. Instead of reading the Bible, get an understanding from God and then telling people the understanding that you receive from the Lord and let God give them the same understanding if he's going to give it to them. So we're here now talking about a message for the preachers. Here we go. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he comes to set up his kingdom. You understand that? I hope you saw that. It says, I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he, notice it didn't say when they come to set up their kingdom. It says when he comes to set up his kingdom. God and Jesus Christ, the same one. Same one. Verse number 2. Preach the word of God. So a lot of people say, well, the word of God is the Bible. No, the word of God is what God gives you to say. It's spirit. That's what the word of God is, spirit. And so the scriptures are the written stories or the written words that were heard by people, and God allowed them to write it, or God told them what to write. But God's words are spirit, not ink and paper. So you can preach the Bible if you want to, but here it's saying preach the word of God. And so the word of God explains what the Bible can't explain. The Bible is in parts, but God is not in part. The understanding of what God says is in part, but God is not in part. And so when he gives you something to say here, a little bit there, he's telling you exactly what to say. And when he does that, it's up to him to follow up with whatever it is that comes afterwards. Preach the word of God. Notice he didn't say preach the scriptures or preach the Bible. He didn't say that. He said preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time be favorable or, yeah, let's try it again. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. That's what he said. Be prepared whether the time is favorable. So be ready. Be ready. Be prepared whether it's, you know, profitable or not. Preach the word. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct. Patiently. Hear how he says it. Patiently correct, rebuke patiently, and encourage patiently your people with good teaching. Patiently correct, patiently rebuke, patiently encourage your people with good teaching. Ain't that nice? Well, most people don't feel like they've been to church unless somebody's yelling at them. Some people don't feel like they've been to church unless somebody's screaming at them or telling them what they're not doing or telling them that they're going to hell. And some people just need that. Okay, that motivates you to follow God, fine. You know, I don't have no problem with that. All I'm bringing to you is what he's showing me right now. Preach the word of God. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Preachers, this is what he's telling us. Patiently correct. Patiently correct, patiently rebuke, patiently encourage your people with good teaching. Patiently. That's a good word. Patiently. That don't mean that you run over people, because all you're doing is screaming, because they're not going to listen to you anyway. They're going to do whatever it is that they want to do. And that's generally what we have to come to grips with as preachers. You are not going to change anybody. You think because you have the church, you think because you have the stained glass, you think because you have wonderful pews, you have all the musicians, you have all the music, you have the voice that sounds like God. I mean, you have all this stuff going for you, and you think you're going to change something. You're not going to change anybody. If you could do that, there would have been no need for Jesus. And he's not going to undo Jesus for your program. That's all church is a program. And that's fine to have a program because people go to a program, right? You go to a movie because there's a program. The program's on video. You go to a play because there's a program. The program is on stage. You go to a concert. There's a program because the program is coming through the music. God is not that. You're not going to program God. Listen, your program at your church is fine, but understand that God is the one that we're ultimately worshiping. God is the only one that we're ultimately trying to please. And we're just having a good time. We're enjoying each other's time and company of believers. We're you know, whether you believe at 1% or you believe at 90%, we're just trying to strive and do what's right. Even though we might not know everything, we might not do everything right. So, okay, I'm gonna stop. All right, be prepared, and whether the time is favorable or not, patiently correct, rebuke, encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They won't listen to it. They want what's on the social media. They won't be holy. They want all this other stuff. They won't listen to good teaching. See, I include myself in that. I don't think that this broadcast is changing people. I only think God changes people. We're just talking on the broadcast. And that's how you should talk about your church. Your church don't change people. Your church is just where you gather. So you don't have to have people over to your house, dirtying up your house. So you guys come together in a separate building to where when it's closed, it's closed. When it's open, it's open. Because you can imagine what it would be like having 200 or 300 people up in your house every week, or 50 people in your house every week, or 10 people in your house every week. How much cleaning would you do? You'd be tired of having church folks over. You would. So listen, okay. Let's see here. For the time has come when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching, for they will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. Now you got to be careful that what you're teaching is not something that simply they want to hear, because that's what's going to happen. Their desires are going to take over, and they're going to go searching for people who's going to teach them what they want to hear. They might not want to hear about, listen, go to God and talk to God. They want to hear about, ain't he all right? Say amen, lights, and yes. They might want that. They might want speaking in tongues. That might be what they want. But God wants them to actually hear him. And we as preachers, we are to speak the words of God, not what we want to speak.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.